Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the Criminal Justice Forum. I'm your host, Michael Lewis. Again, this program focuses in on various criminal justice-related issues. More specifically, for the next several weeks, we are still welcoming Tiffin University undergraduate students who are truly among the best of students in colleges and universities anywhere. For this show, students were assigned to conduct an in-depth interview with a criminal justice investigator or professional, compose a report, and then really discuss it on this show. Our Blog Talk Radio show is weekly broadcasted, streaming live worldwide. Again, the information that we can gather from these students who are undergraduate students calling in, hopefully we can get and glean some good information from what they've learned and their conversations that they've had with practitioners and professionals. We'll take a few calls or chats during the last minute or so if we have time of the broadcast, so please feel free to call in if you have any questions or comments from my guest or myself. Our number is 424-220-1870. And again, we encourage as much interactions as possible, so feel free to call in. The main purpose of our broadcast is to give the listening audience an informative 15-minute show that's dedicated to the criminal justice system. Our guest this evening is Jerry Brown, and I'm going to click over to him, see if he's listening or if he's on the air. All right.
Hey,
and, Jerry, you there? Hi, how are you?
Yes, I am. Good, how are you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. I appreciate you calling in this evening and taking a few minutes of your time. We have a lot to cover, so we'll kind of get started. If you want to just give our listeners a little bit of an introduction about yourself and your background.
Yeah, okay. My name is Jerry Brown. My hometown is Macomb, Ohio, just on the outskirts of Findlay, Ohio, and just before, like an hour away from Tiffin. I major in criminal justice and focus in law enforcement. This is my last semester of school, and I'm excited to start my career.
Good. That's always a good feeling when you can get to say that it's your last semester, right?
Right. Yes, that is.
Can you tell us a little bit about your career aspirations then and your career goals since you're kind of nearing the end?
Yes. Coming towards the end of my college career, I'm looking to start my career as a patrol officer, maybe in a big city or a smaller city, I don't know yet, and then just on my ways to work myself up the police ladder, I guess, and then hopefully one day can possibly be like a federal agent for one of the federal departments.
Good. It's always good to have options. I think hopefully with the education that you've received over the past 4 years, including the internship, you're able to get a good gauge and get a good focus, and I'm sure you'll do well within your career. So good. Who did you interview for your research?
Yes, I actually interviewed my hometown chief of police. His name is Greg Smith, and he started with Macomb Police Department in 97, and he still is currently the Macomb Police Chief there.
Okay, good. And I'm sorry, what was his name?
Greg Smith.
Okay, and how long have you been the police chief? How long has he been the chief of police?
Yes, I believe he earned the position at May 1st, 2005.
Oh, okay, good. And how big a department is Macomb? Or can you tell us a little bit about is it a village or a city? Can you give us a little description of the department in the area?
Macomb is actually a pretty small town. We got 3 stoplights that go through it, so the population's not that great. We have 4 officers in the Macomb department. One is, I can't remember his name, but it's Brandon. He's like the SRO of Macomb. We have Aaron. He's the K-9 unit, and he's in charge of the K-9. And then another officer, Officer Evan Ramsey. He is more of the technology guy. He knows how to work with computers and everything like that. And then obviously, like, the chief of police, Greg, that's who I interviewed. He basically overlooks all of them and makes sure they can get their work done properly. And also he has a couple tasks that he has to take care of day in and day out.
Okay. And again, I think, you know, comparing, and we've talked a little bit, you know, personally about bigger departments to smaller departments. And I like the fact that, you know, the officers and, you know, my first name. And again, that really does bring a sense of a really good sense of community and trust, you know, kind of from that. So if, you know, if you have questions or if you need anything, you know, those officers will always be available and I'm sure are fantastic for the community. Whereas a larger department, again, sometimes you won't know the officer. So it's two different type of atmosphere, but still the law enforcement, regardless, you know, a big area or a smaller area, is still, you know, still presents a lot of dangers, you know, a lot of opportunity, you know, regardless of where the officers may, you know, choose to work. As far as the Macomb itself, is that a city or is that a village?
It is a village.
Okay. So, the village type of government is similar to the city, just without, they have to have a police department, fire department, I guess, right, and a service department, but probably not civil service. So, how would you go about if you were interested in getting hired there? Would you have to take a test or is it through an application process? Do you talk to the chief at all about that?
Right. Yes. If I were to get a job there, I would just have to go get my OPATA through like Tara or Owens Community College. And then from there, I'll have to test and everything. But right now they have four officers and I actually did my internship there this past summer. And like for the Macomb, the village of Macomb, there four officers that's probably a good amount of officers being on the clock and then just patrolling the streets and make sure and everyone in the community is safe.
Okay, good. And is that something that you want to do after graduation? Do you want to go to one of the police academies or?
Yes, after graduation, I do plan on going to a police academy. I'm not sure where I want to locate yet. I don't know if I want to stay around here or move out of the state. So I'm kind of holding that off right now. And then,
good.
But being in a small community and being a police officer, everyone knows everyone. And one thing that I did learn was that the community has not a lot of power, but just the politics within the city and the government with inside of a small village. It can get a little hostile, but I enjoyed the experience there. And being a small town, I didn't expect to do a whole lot. But every day there was something we were doing, whether it was working with the K-9 unit, whether I got the opportunity to go into the school and just walk the halls and make sure all the students are safe, catching up with old high school teachers.
Sure.
A lot of traffic stops.
Do you know how many square miles the village is?
Ooh, I do not know that off the top of my head.
Okay. It's interesting. Like you said, sometimes there's always politics, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, in large departments or small departments, and same thing with the city.
Right.
And they do have to go hand in hand. And sometimes you're right, in a smaller area, you know, and again, I always said, regardless of where you work as a law enforcement professional, you're really basically in a fishbowl, and you have to be, you know, accountable to the constituents that you serve. So, again, a lot of times, you know, people will have comments or suggestions or want to know different things, and I guess that's okay. That's one of the things that you kind of have to understand in law enforcement, that you are subject to, you know, critique, review, and different things like that. So again, it's nothing bad, but sometimes, like you said, it can get, you know, it can get personal or it can get a little hostile. But again, it kind of starts from the top down. So I'm sure, you know, the Chief Smith has a pretty good handle on things. Did you talk about any of his like personal professional education, or what did he do to become, you know, the chief of police?
Yes, I did. And actually, he got his bachelor's from TU.
Okay.
And right now, like, he's the chief of police, and he's working towards getting his master's, but right now he's taking the Pelk Chiefs Association, and then he has to take one more class, and then he'll transfer into his master's.
Okay,
and
great.
From the interview, I believe he said he was going to try to get his master's from Tiffin as well.
Okay, all right, very good. And again,
Can you explain the Pelk at all or anything like that? Or
we didn't get much into the Pelk program.
Okay.
For the Pelk Chiefs Association.
Good. Yeah, those are the police executive leadership type of training, and it really is kind of a feather in the cap for police leaders. So that's good that he's, you know, again, that's a really good thing that he's doing that. And then what else is the chief's daily regimen? What does he do on a daily basis? I'm sure there's some administrative things. I'm sure he has to probably handle calls, I would imagine, as well.
Right. Yeah. He just was giving me a list of everything he does. He makes the scheduling for all the officers. He's in charge of the training records, checking over the reports that the officers write, checking over his own reports, checking the cases for officers that they're preparing for court. He writes a couple grants, purchasing equipment within the department, just maintaining and doing repairs on such equipment. And Macomb actually there, and there's a couple programs within the village. In the summer, they do like a safety town program, which just teaches about like how to do safe town safety, looking both ways crossing the street, deals with like having the careers of a public servant, such as a police officer, fireman, and whatnot. And then another program he's involved in is DARE, which he does that through the Macomb Local School District as well.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad to see that still around. And you'd mentioned the school resource officer. What are some of his responsibilities? I know you had during your internship, you just mentioned that you had the occasion to go to the high school. What type of activities does the school resource officer do, or what's expected of?
Right. Basically, we always go there before school. So, like, school starts around 7:50. We probably pull in next to the speed limit sign about 10 minutes, 15 minutes before everyone gets there, just making sure traffic is going at a steady rate and no one's parking in any no parking areas. Making sure kids, if they're walking to school, making sure that they're safe and that, like, no accidents happen. During the day, like, he'll patrol the town during the day, but then, like, he'll go and stop in the school every couple hours and whatnot, just making sure. And then if the principal or anyone calls him, he, for his help or backup for anything, they have a department cell phone, and they can get to the school as soon as possible. If the school sees anything weird going on, like a vehicle that's outside that usually isn't seen there and there's someone just sitting in it, we had to go check it out one time and ask him, like, who does he know and whatnot, just to make sure that there wasn't anyone there that doesn't belong there.
Okay, good. Very good. What other programs are within the police department? You mentioned about grants. Do you have any – did you ask him about, like, what he wrote grants for or any type of equipment or program that may be associated with?
Yeah, earlier when I was there for the internship, he was speaking about it. Like, it's just stuff in order to – there it is grants for equipment. And I believe there was another gentleman that they, like, worked with a dog food, like Iams, I believe, and they were actually going to – they're going to give us a grant for a chunk of money that would help help with all the expenses for the canine unit, making sure that he's always got dog food, making sure that he has a nice cage, and just certain stuff like that.
Again, that's some of the finite details that you wouldn't necessarily most people wouldn't think about, and that's kind of an interesting, you know, component that, again, has to be covered, and it's, you know, it's typically at the taxpayer's expense or written through a grant. So, okay, good.
But yeah, a little bit.
All right, Oh, for sure. I appreciate and want to thank you for all your input and time you spent this evening. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add or anything else about your interview with the chief? Was it helpful?
Yeah, it was a great experience. It was a great opportunity to get just a little bit more information from the inside. I always enjoy talking to my hometown officer, seeing what's going on, getting the scoop on what's going on in the area. And then also, like, around they have a pretty good relationship with the sheriff's office in Hancock County as well. So I hear some stuff through that goes on in Findlay and everything. But it was a great experience and just to talk to one of my hometown police officers.
Good. Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate all your input here, Jerry, and you have a great evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well, Professor Lewis.
Okay. Take care. Right. Bye-bye. Thank you.